G20 Bulletin, with information on the group that is the main forum for international cooperation under the presidency of Brazil.
Brazil has an 80% renewable energetic matrix and the great potential to make investments in the new technologies that enable an energy transition to clean sources. Luciana Costa, Director of Infrastructure, Energy Transition and Climate Change at BNDES, the Brazilian Development Bank, commented on the bank's investments to assist in the energy transition to renewable sources. One of BNDES bets is to invest in reforestation.
A tecnologia mais barata para captura de carbono.
Luciana Costa says the world is working on technologies that capture and store carbon, but these are expensive technologies. A tree captures carbon, and despite the cost to restore and maintain a forest, this cost is still lower than these technologies that capture carbon. And Brazil has one of the greatest potentials for reforestation in the world. However, according to Luciana, Brazil is the fifth biggest greenhouse gas emitter. Today, 50% of Brazilian carbon emissions come from deforestation and 24% from land use and only 17% from energy. This is a different pattern from the rest of the world, which has emissions more linked to energy and industrial processes.
É muito caro mudar uma matriz energética. É muito
Luciana Costa says, the moment we are able to control deforestation, restore forests, and enhance land use, additionally doing this is cheaper than changing the energy matrix. We will be capable even to export carbon credits, but for that, this market needs to develop. For Luciana, Brazil has great opportunities and challenges when it comes to the energy transition, because beyond the lack of a carbon market, the capital cost for investment in the country is much bigger than in Europe and the United States. However, the country has a window of opportunity to become a climate leader that needs to be taken advantage of. This is Ana Paula Freire from the D20 Newsroom in Brasília.
G20 Bulletin, a partnership between G20 Brazil and the National Radio Network. For more information, visit g20.org.